The History Channel is going back to roots. That's the name of a famous miniseries from the 1970s, which focused the nation's attention on the horrors of slavery. Over the next four nights, the History Channel will air a new version of Roots. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says this program walks a fine line between recalling classic TV and reinventing a 40-year-old epic.
This is how I heard about the boy, Kunta Kinte. And this is how I'll tell you the story.
Lawrence Fishburne's mesmerizing narration as author Alex Haley in this new Roots pulls viewers in immediately. But it also kind of begs the question, why? Why do a new version of Roots?
I heard today that fully 50% of the population of the United States that is alive now was not alive in 1977 when the original Roots aired.
That's LeVar Burton. He starred as Haley's ancestor Kunta Kinte in the original version of Roots and serves as co-executive producer of the new version.
I'll tell you, I'm not a big fan of remakes. I didn't think this would ever happen. Retelling this story. And I didn't necessarily believe that it should happen, but I recognized immediately that there was an opportunity here, one that I had not seen, to retell this story to and for a new generation.
There was once a rich and sophisticated city named Jufure in a Mandinka kingdom in West Africa. It was located on the banks of the Kambe-Bolongo, the great river of the Gambia.
Like the original, this new Roots portrays the journey of Haley's ancestors from life in Africa to slavery in America. And it also reimagines some of the most iconic moments in TV history. Here's a scene from the new series where Haley's ancestor Kunta Kinte is given his name by his father as a baby and held up to the stars.
Allahu Akbar! Behold, Kunta Kinte, the only thing that is greater than you.
You know what? I had heard of Kunta Kinte before I heard of Roots.
That's Malachi Kirby, who plays the new Kunta Kinte. He grew up in London as the grandson of Jamaican immigrants.
There were kids that would call me Kunta Kinte if ever my hair was particularly rough that day or I was dressed scruffy. It was a negative attribute from my perspective at the time to be called Kunta Kinte or to be associated with being African.
Kirby was in his 20s when he actually saw Roots, which helped him see Africa in a more positive way. Burton says changing these kind of perspectives is the point of both versions of Roots.
You know, the original Roots 40 years ago, it had the power to change the way this nation, America, views slavery. After Roots, it became impossible to think of the institution of slavery without considering, without contemplating the human cost. Roots put a face on the institution of slavery.
The original Roots was an ambitious project. Based on Alex Haley's 1976 novel, Roots, the Saga of an American Family, the miniseries drew more than 100 million viewers back in 1977 and won 9 Emmy Awards. It recounted how Haley's ancestor Kunta Kinte was brought to America as a slave and birthed a family who would eventually be free. The miniseries was revolutionary in presenting that journey as an American story, featuring black stars such as Leslie Uggams, John Amos, and Cicely Tyson. But producer David Wolper's masterstroke was casting beloved white TV actors from The Brady Bunch and The Mary Tyler Moore Show as slave owners and overseers. Here, Ed Asner is a ship's captain carrying slaves for the first time. And Ralph Waite, star of The Waltons, is his experienced slave overseer.
What are they like, the blacks?
Just a different kind of breed, sir. You know, like a man would breed a dog for hunting and breed another sort of dog for his wife and children to play with.
Burton confirms executive producer Wolper did this to bring white audiences into the show. When it was time to cast the remake, LeVar Burton worked hard to find the new Kunta Kinte. He and his fellow producers searched for 6 months to find Malachi Kirby, a veteran of British TV shows like Doctor Who and EastEnders. Once production started, Kirby said Burton did not offer much direct advice. Instead, the Roots veteran said something enigmatic just before they recreated the climactic scene where Kunta Kinte is beaten by an overseer with a nail-studded whip until he calls himself by his slave name, Toby.
He told me that he was a mighty child, and I am a mighty man.
Kirby thought he was talking about their difference in experience. Kunta Kinte was LeVar Burton's first professional audition and first real acting job. Malachi Kirby had been acting for 8 years. But then, the scene began.
Your name is Toby. Now tell me your name.
I'm Kunta Kinte.
That's not your name. Toby's your name.
Kunta Kinte.
And I remembered these words that LeVar had shared with me. I am a mighty man, and it caused me to resist. He goes on for much longer than I believe in the original.
20 lashes longer. In the original, it's 10 lashes that Kunta receives. It is a fully 30 lashes in this version.
Those aren't the only differences. The black people in this modern Roots resist more and fight harder against being victimized. The stories move faster and focus more on Haley's family. We don't see white slavers agonizing over their decisions. The original Roots and author Alex Haley have faced controversy over the years. Haley, who died in 1992, settled a lawsuit by an author who accused him of plagiarizing parts of Roots. Burton says new scholarship inspired by Roots' success helped them to revise the story.
So we know now that the Mandinka were horse warriors. Alex didn't know that. We know that Jufere was a major center of commerce. When Alex encountered Jufere in the early 70s, it was a sleepy little burg of a village. This new historical information is now a part of Kunta's origin story.
Other recent films and TV shows have told slave stories for today's generations, including the WGN America series Underground and the Oscar-winning film 12 Years a Slave. Burton says these stories are important, though he understands why some black people would find them tough to watch.
Black people still live in America, and America is still a society that is based on the color line. Okay? I'm really hoping that this time around we can have that conversation with each other on both sides of the color line and leave behind the shame.
But accomplishing that conversation without disappointing fans of the original Roots just might be the biggest challenge this new miniseries faces. I'm Eric Deggans.